Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tori, and as always, I am super excited for today's episode, but I'll be honest, I am extra jazzed for today's episode because I have like a little list of like artists that they're like my goal artists. They're like the artists that I really, really, really want to interview because I'm like a big fan. Not that I'm not a big fan of all the musicians that I bring on, but there's some that are like my like top tier gold ones. I got like Mac DeMarco on there. Ruby Waters is on my list. And today we're chatting with Boy Golden. And I cannot express how much I love this dude's music. It is so good. It is so much fun. There is so much storytelling, but like good instrumentation in the back. It is just, words cannot describe how much I love it. So I'm so excited to have him on the show. I always like to get the show started though. I'll just let you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I'm Boy Golden. I am based in Winnipeg. It's in Manitoba. That's in Canada. It's in the middle of the country. Currently cold and wintry outside. And I have been making music as Boy Golden for about 4 or 5 years, but I've been making music for my whole life. I was in lots of bands growing up, and also in my early 20s, I did a lot of work just playing keyboards for other people. And then slowly I developed my own thing, which ended up being Boy Golden, which is Boy Golden is a character that I inhabit. And I sometimes write from the perspective of this character. And when I started this project, Boy Golden is really supposed to just be me, but without any of my insecurities or little human foibles and worries. I tried to get rid of all of those and just be the parts of myself that I like the best. So that's been a really fun journey. And I've gone through a few phases already, even though it hasn't really been that long. I feel like over the past 4 years, my actual self has gotten a lot closer to the Boy Golden of my dreams. But then recently, I feel that I have needed to recalibrate myself again. So where I'm at right now is I'm getting ready to record another album, and I'm really excited because I'm doing something really different with this album, and it sort of feels like I'm making my first album again. I feel nervous and excited. So yeah, all my other records I've made largely on my own, but with a lot of help from my collaborators here in Winnipeg, which I reverently call the Church of Better Days. We have a really awesome music community in Winnipeg, and I like to make the best use of them. And then this next record that I'm going to work on is going to be different because I'm going to still have some of those collaborators, but I'm making it in LA. I'm working with different musicians. I'm not producing this one myself. I've enlisted the help of another producer. So it feels really different. Feels really exciting.
That is exciting. Going to LA to make a record? That's big time.
Yeah, it sounds fake, but it's real.
That is awesome. And I'm super excited to hear a new record from you. But let's talk about your latest album first, For Eden 2024. You had some absolutely amazing tracks on there. The first one we'll start with was Here to Stay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Sure. I really love that song. Here to Stay partially came out of a poem that I really love that I came across when I was 13 or so. It's called Bluebird by Bukowski. I don't actually know a ton of Bukowski's work, but that one poem really stuck with me. I heard it in a mixtape that I downloaded off the internet. And it was like someone had sampled Bukowski reading it and layered it over a track. And I just like couldn't stop listening to it. Actually can't find. I've looked for that mixtape everywhere and I can't find it. I can't even really find my favorite song from it. Although sometimes I do come across it on YouTube if I'm really hunting. But yeah, the song is about letting the soft, tender parts of yourself out. And I think that a lot of people, no matter who you are, can struggle with that because it's a very vulnerable thing to do. But particularly people raised in men's bodies tend to struggle with that maybe even more. It's like really discouraged. And certainly I felt that way, even though when I was a kid, I had a huge imagination. I still do. And I couldn't help but express my emotions. If I was angry, I was angry. If I was sad, I was so inconsolably sad. If I was happy, I was just really happy, you know? And so I think as I've gotten closer to that person that I was and still am, I've gotten a little bit better at letting the bluebird in your heart sing, which is that's the line from the poem. So in the song goes, there's a bluebird just behind my eyes and I'm going to let him fly. And that's, I kind of took that from that poem. And the rest of the story in that song is about maybe dealing with having to live life and make money and live in our world. And the things that make that easier for me are my friends. I got friends, and when I see them, I feel like coming home. That's another line. It feels like coming home. That's another line from the song. Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And I really love that line as well, too, the when you see friends, it feels like coming home, because sometimes you do have those friends that really are like, you can't imagine your life without them anymore.
I can, and it's bleak. You know, I have that kind of mind where, like, I will contemplate, like, oh man, like, what if this person disappeared from my life? And sometimes that happens, you know, that's life. Sometimes people do disappear from your life for a variety of reasons. And so I do find myself contemplating that. And so I'm just, like, always so grateful for these people that I have in my life. And I feel that I've cultivated really great relationships with so many of these people, in the sense that we can drift apart for a little while and then come back together and it's fine. It's not like nothing's changed, but our base of, like, love and respect for each other is always there.
I love that. And so real quick, before we play the song Here to Stay, the title of the album itself, For Eden. Who is Eden? Is this album actually for somebody?
It's named that partially because it was made in tangent with the other album, For Jimmy. And Jimmy was the ghost that lived in the house that me and my friends all lived in for a while. So that was dedicated to sort of that, the ghost, but also the place and the time and how special it was. And Eden is actually a town off Highway 5 on your way to Mountain Road in Manitoba. So it's deeply connected to the lore of Boy Golden. If you know my other songs, you'll know what I'm talking about. But Eden itself as a town is a beautiful, beautiful place. Manitoba is a beautiful place, and I think there's, like, a lot of different meanings behind the word Eden. Obviously, the Garden of Eden, and all of my music has had, like, sacrilegious tendencies. So I would say that comes in there. But also, I was writing these songs at a time where I was, like, really obsessed with trying to, like, get out of the city as much as I could, and was always dreaming of having a place in rural Manitoba, which is where I go to visit my family most often. That's where I am now, actually. And it's just, I always feel a little bit more like myself here. But I guess I struggle with that tension of, like, I also want to be with my friends. I also want to have my community. I also have, like, a job I need to do. And so it's not quite time to, like, just move out to the forest yet. It's about the dream.
I'm a country kid through and through, and definitely I get that a lot in the music. And I love the, like, lore that you've created and you've now, like, alluded to a little bit. So we'll definitely talk about some of those songs on the list as well that are going to kind of tie into the lore. Talk about that a little bit more when we come back. First, we'll listen to Here to Stay, and then we'll get into that lore a bit more.
I'm gonna face my demons, even if it breaks my legs, even if it breaks my spirit, walking round downtown all day. We all got our own reasons, all got bills to pay. One day, son, you'll get it straight, and you won't have to walk this way. Wake up and place your bets. Wake up and wait in line. One day you'll pay off all your debt. I know it ain't the time. Changing with the seasons, going it all alone. I got friends when I see them. It feels like coming home. Yes, it does. Grab a drink, come on by. Place your bets and get in line. Even losers get to try from time to time. Get it right. You got a sweet thought, sweetheart. I ain't one to lie. Leave a winner. peg, get myself a place off a highway 5 mountain road someday, but not today. Find myself some peace of mind just behind my eyes. There's a bluebird waiting to sing her song, and I'm gonna let her fly. Let her fly. Well, I used to let her out at night when everyone's asleep. In my dreams, it's broad daylight, and I let her kiss my cheek. Never thought I'd be the man that I am today. Hey, here I am, despite my plans, I think I'm here to stay.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I am so stoked. We are chatting with Boy Golden, one of my favorite Canadian musicians. He is from Manitoba, and he's built himself quite the lore around Boy Golden, which I think is really fun. And of all the things you are also the minister at the Church of Better Days. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this church and being the minister of it?
Sure. Well, it's more of a metaphysical church, I suppose, in the sense that I don't have like a physical place. And it's like half a joke, but half not a joke, because my whole songwriting, my life in songwriting, or as I just call it, my life now, really came out of like a really earnest spiritual practice, which I have been cultivating since I was a teenager. I'm a meditator and frequent journaler. And then I just found that adding in writing, any sort of writing, but for me, songwriting mostly, was like a really excellent addition to that spiritual practice. And can I read you something?
Absolutely.
I was just working on this little series where I put out quotes and stuff like that, that I'm a big reader as well. So this is from a book called Parable of the Talents with Octavia Butler. It says, kindness eases change, love quiets fear, and a sweet and powerful positive obsession blunts pain, diverts rage, and engages each of us in the greatest, the most intense of our chosen struggles. So to me, that actually really sums up how I feel about the way I want to live my life and the things that I do in my life. I have this beautiful, positive obsession with creating things, and I'm always working on new songs of my own, but I also work with a lot of other artists, helping them bring their songs to life. And that is the thing for me, that it keeps the pain and the anger and the frustration at the world at bay, because I'm engaged constantly in this positive obsession. And I would call it an obsession. I go to sleep thinking about it. I wake up thinking about it. I dream about it all the time. It's like I really am obsessed, and I think that obsession maybe has a bit of a bad connotation these days, but I don't think it needs to, if, as you put it, as Octavia Butler puts it, it's a sweet and powerful obsession. And then so my musical practice kind of has grown in tandem with that spiritual practice, to the point where they're very intertwined. So to me, the Church of Better Days was this thing that I was creating for myself, where I could exist and enjoy. I could create my own world to inhabit. And I really only want to deepen it. I feel that over the last couple of years, I've actually struggled with maintaining certain parts of how I wanted the Church of Better Days to look and feel, and how I wanted my project to feel, because kind of what happened is I got really busy with it. And then the demands of the business side of things were a lot of work for me. It's a lot of work for everyone. I think people would be surprised to know how all-consuming trying to make a career as an artist is. It really can take over your whole life. So I have a little more help now, a lot more help now, I should say. And I'm working on deepening that again. Did I do a good job of explaining that? I kind of rambled.
You did a fantastic job at explaining it. You really did. I loved that so much. And I know you mentioned that, like, technically the church isn't a real place, but if you dig really deep on YouTube, I did find a video walkthrough of the Church of Better Days gallery.
Yeah, I did do an art gallery one time. That was fun. That was a way more work than I thought it was going to be. This is a classic me thing to do. They were like, we need to make a music video for Katie and Lunchmeat. I was like, okay, I have an idea. Like, we're going to like imitate one of my favorite movies, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And there's a couple scenes in there that take place in this art gallery. And I was like, well, we could just like rent an art gallery, or I could put on my own art gallery and stock it with a bunch of like art, local artists I really love, and make it this whole thing. And then it turned into a whole thing and took over my life for like a month.
That's awesome. You can check out that walkthrough on YouTube. I highly suggest it. It was hilarious. But let's talk a little bit more about the album itself. Of course, there is the title track, Church of Better Days. But one of the songs that I feel like is slightly overlooked on this album, it's just a short little ditty, Eggs Benedictine. Tell me a bit about that song. I love that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really a song per se. It's Eggs Benediction. So the benediction is a part of the Catholic Church ceremony. I can't remember exactly what happens, but it was, I don't know why I did this. I named it that because Eggs Benedict. And then I was like, I don't know, Eggs Benediction. It was like a funny church pun. It's actually just the outro to Church of Better Days. So if you listen to it on the vinyl, there's no break between the songs. But it's really funny because sometimes people just put just Eggs Benediction on a playlist. And I'm like, guys, it's not the song. That's not really a song. It's really funny. But I guess they did that. We did that, like the label had a hand in that because they wanted Church of Better Days to be like shorter and more of a single.
I gotcha. Well, we'll play them together. I will not just play Eggs Benedict on its own. I'll play them together. And you did mention, and this is super important for all those vinyl collectors, you can get Church of Better Days on vinyl. I just found this out earlier today and I ordered it and it's on the way and I'm very excited. Yeah, so you can go to his website or his Bandcamp if you're a vinyl collector. I highly suggest adding this one to the collection. Now, a little bit off topic there, but why don't you tell me a little bit about the title track itself, Church of Better Days?
Yeah, I wrote that one after I actually played a festival. I was playing keyboards for a band called the Brothers Landreth, who are a great band out of Winnipeg. This was back in like 2018 or 19. And we played a festival in Grand Prairie called the Bear Creek Folk Festival. And I got to do a workshop with this wicked gospel band from Nashville called Reverend Siku. And then I ended up hanging out with the keyboard player from that band like all day, all night kind of thing. And it's sort of, we smoked a lot of weed and partied, but we also just like talked about music and religion and spirituality the whole time, being that he was a gospel player. And I was just sort of like blown away by his perspective on things, and also like meeting someone with a deep spiritual practice that was just down to like party and hang out. It inspired that song. So that's the street corner preacher in that song. It's not really a street corner preacher, but it was this person in this band.
That's awesome. I love that. We're going to spin those two songs right away here, but I do want to add one more to that group because this one is my favorite Boy Golden song ever. I probably listen to this song at least once a day. Katie and Lunchmeat. What a ridiculously relatable song. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you listen to it, it's pretty self-explanatory in a way. I never thought that would be my most popular song, but it is. It's about quitting your job, which I think a lot of people want to do. And I guess I wrote it. The context was I was working three jobs. I worked at a bar and I worked at a breakfast restaurant. And then I had my own business that I was running for a long time, which was I would do copywriting on the internet and ghostwriting and stuff. I was doing all those things, plus also trying to play in a bunch of bands and be a side musician. And I was just working like all the time. And then I finally got like a good touring gig that allowed me to quit my other jobs. And it was just this beautiful sense of freedom, even though I knew I was like, I'm not going to have quite enough money. So really the song was about also like just learning how to have a really good time without having a lot of money, which you can do. You don't need much. You need to make good food. You need to like have hobbies or passions that you don't necessarily need to spend a lot of money on. Like music, you can spend endless amounts of money building a home studio, doing all these things. And I do, you know, I love to do these things, but you don't need that in order to enjoy playing music. All you need is some sort of instrument, which you can get for nearly free, and then you can play or you can sing. That's free. So that's what the song's about.
I love that so much. We're going to spin all three of those songs here. They're all off the album Church of Better Days, and that one came out in 2021. And then when we come back, you mentioned that you do some work with some other people people and you do some producing and stuff like that. And you sent me a handful of just amazing independent Canadian artists. So I want to spin those songs and talk a little bit about those when we come back.
I was talking to a street corner preacher. He said, man, I got a few things I can teach you. Teach you how to live in a righteous way. Send you off to heaven this very day. He said, give me that bag, son, and make a small donation to the church of better days. He said, first off, you gotta bust up just enough green to get a feeling good and fat. We're gonna roll ourselves a bag. Yeah, that's right, kid. We're gonna smoke with grenade. 3.5 grams of AAA to the brain. He said, this ain't no pipe rip. Are you feeling alright, kid? It's a church of better days. Come on. Going on all of the time. Somewhere in the world, the sun is about to rise. But before
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're chatting with Boy Golden, just an amazing musician out of Winnipeg, Manitoba here. And he does so many things. I love it. And one of which, of course, is you do some producing and some like, and you sent me a handful of songs. One of them, I think, if I read correctly, you mixed as well. It was Fontaine's Yarrow Lover. Why don't you tell me a bit about her?
Yeah, Fontaine is my best friend and total sweetie pie, awesome artist who sings in the Boy Golden and Church Better Days band almost all the time. But she's also a fantastic artist and songwriter in her own right. So that song, Yarrow Lover, is off of her first EP, which she recorded with our dear friend Chris Ulrich. And then I mixed that song. And what's really exciting is that she has another album. It's just sitting there. We're done. It's mastered and everything, and it's really fantastic, which I produced that one. So yeah, I love Fontaine and I love her music, and I think you will love this new record hopefully as much as people seem to love this EP. They're different, but they're both great.
Oh, I'm excited to hear the new record, because honestly the EP is amazing.
It's great.
It's so good. And like this song in particular that you sent, I think I listened to it twice before the show, because I listened to it once and I was like, God, that's so good. So then I just replayed it. I just needed to hear it again.
Sounds really nice too. It's got this like real like meditative quality in the production.
Yeah. Another one you sent me too, which is just amazing. And I'm going to have to get Wyatt on the show here, because you were actually the second person to come on the show to bring a Wyatt C. Lewis song. First heard one of his songs in the Justine Tyrell episode quite a few months ago. But today we're going to play Dancing with Sue. So a different song. But this guy's up and coming, and I am stoked. So I'm going to have to try to get them on the show as well. Why don't you tell me a bit about Wyatt C. Lewis?
Wyatt is a good pal of mine and also of Fontaine's and also of a few other members of the band. And Wyatt was opening all of the shows on our last tour. So we got to know each other better. And I just really admire them as an artist and person. So, so sweet. Such a fantastic voice. Great writing voice too. This song, we would always bring Wyatt up for a song in our set. And this is the song we would play, Dancing with Sue.
Oh, I love that. Finally, the last one we're going to spin in this little group of songs here is from The Secret Beach, which also love these guys, so I was super stoked that you suggested them. Song for My Sister. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
Micah has been very influential on the way that I've been recording things. I think the first time I ever recorded on an 8-track tape machine was at their place. Out in Matlock at the Secret Beach Studio. And we ended up recording a bunch of music together. And I really miss it. That was like almost 3 or 4 years ago when we were working a lot together. And now Mike is out in Saskatchewan, so I don't see him nearly as much. But I've always just really loved this song. And I think it's so fantastic. I also mixed this song.
Hey, there we go. We're going to spin the handful of songs here. We got Yarrow Lover from Fontaine. We're going to do Dancing with Sue from Wyatt C. Lewis. And then Song for My Sister from The Secret Beach. And then when we come back, we'll bring it back to some of the Boy Golden songs.
That we are in the shittiest part of a rom-com. Well, I say that you're right, but would you let me hold you tight until the morning? I don't wanna miss your laugh. I wanna hear it every day, my sweet baby. There's a time for everything, and I'm afraid that ours is up, my little lady. I know you're gonna find another. Thank you. time, and I'll miss the days when you were mine. And I loved it when you kissed my nose, and how you look when the light hits you just right. I know you're gonna find another. So it seems I've gotta go, my honey. But before I go, can I kiss your face and remember the times that I kissed you all over the place?
Getting up for the moonlight. get back to the place that I belong. It's just a dream till you make it happen. I gotta sing till the end of the song. The only way is to change the small stuff. It's the little things that'll mean the most to you. You just can't sweat it. You gotta name it and forget it. No more promises. No more ties. No more small plans. No more tries. No more hanging on. No more scenes. No more, no more chasing a dream. It's like you said when we were much younger. Before you know it, you'll be old and gray. So where'd the time go? It used to be so slow and steady. Now it's all gone away. It's so easy getting caught up in the fray, doing the same thing day after day. I had a good life, but not the life for me. No more cigarettes. No more.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're chatting with Boy Golden out of Manitoba, and we just listened to a handful of songs from him there that he brought to the table, some of which he produced and mixed himself, which is super cool. But I want to talk a little bit more about your music in particular, the 2023 EP For Jimmy. I'm obsessed with the song Whatever Got Lost, and specifically the visual that you have on Spotify is hilarious for it. So why don't you tell me a bit about that song and that EP?
Yeah, well, that EP is really an album. This is one of my main frustrations in my life, is that I feel like it should have stayed an album, but that's life. If you buy the vinyl, then you get to hear the whole album in the order that I intended it. But that album I recorded it with my band, just basically live off the floor in like a matter of 3 or 4 days, and then did a couple overdubs, and then I mixed it myself. And it was really, really fun. It's a really eclectic album, so kind of maybe mostly hard to market, apparently. But I was like, whatever. But we made this into a little EP just for the internet, which is obviously how most people listen to music. And Whatever Got Lost is about being with a friend that has lost their spark or lost their mojo or is going through a hard time, and you're just feeling like, I wish I could just find this for you. But how the song goes is, I really hope you find it, because really you can't find it for someone. I've had to learn that lesson over and over again, because I love to talk to my friends about how they're doing and maybe try to help them with their problems. But reality is, my advice doesn't always help, really. You know, sometimes you just have to like listen and be there. So that song also uses like a form that I kind of use a lot, which is put three scenes in the verses. So the first one is about seeing a friend who's depressed. The second one is about leaving a lover because you can't give them what they're asking you for. And the third one is a little bit more tongue-in-cheek. It's about talking to a friend about a dream where they heard a song that they loved and now they can't remember it.
I love that. And so we have a little bit of a subtle theme going on in the episode here, with things being for other things. You know, Boy Golden has his album For Eden, and we also have this one here, For Jimmy. The Secret Beach had their song For My Sister. And this next song, this one's going to be for someone as well, too. This one's for one of my really good friends, Brianne. Shout out, Brianne. I met her in radio school. She's been one of my best friends ever since. And she is so supportive of this show and my hopes and dreams. But she is also a huge Boy Golden fan, and actually saw you, I think she said, 3 times last year live. So when I told her that I had an interview with Boy Golden, she screamed. She was like, oh my god, that is the coolest thing I ever heard. I was like, I know, right? So shout out, Brianne. This next one is for you. I specifically asked, what is your favorite Boy Golden song, so I can ask him about it. Your Love, Where It's At. This one's for Brianne. Oh, why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
I'm thrilled that that's your favorite song, Brianne, because that's also maybe my favorite song I've ever written, potentially. I actually wrote it right where I am sitting right now on this bed in my grandparents' log cabin. That's so funny. Yeah, it's not really about love between people. It's kind of more about the love and support I feel from my own perception of what God is to me. And so that is the love that keeps you warm.
That's so sweet. We're going to listen to those couple of songs here. We got Whatever Got Lost off of the 2023 album For Jimmy, and then also Your Love, Where It's At off of the 2024 album For Eden. And then when we come back, unfortunately, do have to wind down the show a little bit, but I do got a couple more songs we're going to chat about before we do that.
Are you swimming in the dark, my friend? Looks like you're lost again. Wondering whose fault it is. I remember in days gone by, you'd sing and people cried. Do it again, don't turn on them house lights. I guess the years come past since I heard you sing like that. I want it back, whatever got lost, I want it back. Really hope he finds it. Really hope he does. Yeah, really hope he finds it. Really hope he does. Really hope he does. Yes. steps out back, telling me about a dream you had and a song you heard, but you can't remember how it went. Well, I really hope you find it, really hope he does, really hope she finds it, really hope she does, really hope she does. Take my eyes for to see.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We were chatting with Boy Golden, just an amazing musician out of Manitoba here. He does so many things and I'm obsessed with the sound. Unfortunately, we do have to wrap up the show though, but I got a couple more songs I want to chat about off of your most recent album For Eden here. One of them was Three Scenes. And I know you mentioned in the last little chat and bit there that we did that sometimes when you write songs, you like to incorporate three little scenes into songs. So as soon as you said that, I was like, hey, wait a minute. So why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
That's what in interviewing styles I call a leading answer instead of a leading question. Yeah, Three Scenes is also exactly what it describes. It's actually kind of a very similar song to Whatever Got Lost in a lot of ways. It's just also three scenes from my life. The first one, I've been in a couple car accidents, but this one wasn't and didn't end up being a car accident, but it definitely could have been the end of my life. I was heading back into town with a friend and we just spun out on the highway. It was like so cold that day. Anyways, it's kind of about the feelings that I had after that. The second one was about going to a pipeline march with my friend Fontaine. And the third one is kind of about playing the songs that you wrote someone to somebody on stage while they're there and probably you're not together with them anymore, and how that's a pretty weird thing to do.
Awesome. And so the final song I want to talk about, and we'll end the show with this one, is Untitled. If an artist has a song called Untitled, I'm gonna have to ask, why don't you tell me about Untitled?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out a title for that one that didn't sound cheesy, so I went with Untitled. Yeah, that song very nearly did not make the album. People seem to really like it, which is great. I don't really know what to tell you about it. It's just sort of, it's almost a manifesto for the album, for the whole album. But I also felt like, to be honest, it didn't quite get there. It didn't quite earn that distinction. So that's why it's at the end of the album and it's called Untitled.
I love it. That's awesome. Now, before we go, you got a lot of things on the docket. You already mentioned you have a new album coming out. I feel like you're always going somewhere, and I love that so much for you. But is there anything in particular we should be keeping an ear out on you for?
Yeah. So that new album, I don't know when it's going to come out because I haven't made it yet. I've written all the songs, but I haven't made it yet. So what I would keep my eye out for is that I've made this EP that's going to come out this year. It hasn't been announced yet, but here we are. It's like a bunch of the live versions of songs from For Eden, just four. But I think it's really good, so I hope people like it.
Awesome. And on that note of kind of his live work, he has a very awesome YouTube channel where you can listen to some of the live acoustic songs. I know there's Your Love and Here to Stay on there as well, but you also have some really good demos on there. One of them I almost mixed into the show today, but I gotta say, this, putting the songs together for this episode was one of the hardest tasks I have done in my life because, oh, your songs are so good and I wanted to play all of them, but I was like, no, we were gonna go aggressively over time. So I was like, no, I'll make the people go find it themselves. So then they see the rest of your YouTube channel as well. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was so great to chat with you. I'm really happy that you made the time for it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is Three Scenes, and then we're going to spin Untitled right after from Boy Golden.
Drove the old 95 into the city. 6 in the morning, must have been about minus 50. We hit some mice, almost died, and right about then I realized I didn't want to fuck around no more. Sat down on the back porch with a buddy. I looked him in the eye, said, baby, if you love me, when you're down low, you call on me, just say my name, and there I'll be. Yeah, when you're down low, you call on me, just say my name, and there I'll be. Written on your face, sitting in the kitchen. You were in a state, think about your true love, wishing you were kissing. Well, my dear friend, I'll tell you this, it's a beautiful thing to have someone to miss. Woke up, read the news, and it pissed me off. Well, honey, let's go downtown, we could join the march, have a little walk. Hell held your hand, you held mine, and we both felt better for a short, sweet time. And fuck the cops and their pipelines, we both felt better for a short, sweet time. Yes, we did. Sitting back in the cut, playing my guitar. Not thinking about much, just wondering where you are. Try to make it through the next few lines without crying. Baby, I'm trying. I guess I got my fix of the good life. Gonna drive out to the sticks in my old 95. Gonna meet you there. Good God, I swear, can't find true love just anywhere. Gonna meet you there. Good God, I swear, can't get true love just anywhere.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.